Vibrant
music teaching.
Proven and practical
tips,
strategies,
and ideas
for music teachers.
You're listening to the Vibrant Music Teaching Podcast. I'm Nicola Canton, and today we're talking about alternatives to recitals. There, wonderful teachers. I hope you're having a fabulous week and that everything is going your way at the moment. We have just sort of, or we're gradually exiting what's often known as recital season, and you might be reconsidering doing recitals at all, or doing them as often, or doing them in the same way. So what we thought we would do this week is talk about a few alternatives. Whether you just want to replace some of your recitals, and that's what I've tended to do rather than replacing, I'm adding in performance opportunities that are a bit different. I, so far, have kept my spring celebration, as I call it, which I do like, which is a more traditional recital where we rent a hall and the students play things, although it's pretty informal in comparison to a lot of ones I've been to, because that's the style of my studio. We're very kid-friendly, young kid-friendly, low-stakes performance kind of studio. However, even if you do a more formal recital, you might like to do like me and add in some different things during the year. So I've talked about one alternative in more depth in a recent episode. That was about four episodes ago, episode 290, where I took you behind the scenes at our silent film piano festival, and I'm hoping to do that again this following academic year, so I may have more updates on things I change for the next year or what goes differently or how it evolves over time. However, there are other alternatives. So if you've been considering any kind of alternative to recitals, I think the best place to start is what the recitals are for. What function do they have in your studio? So why are we doing them in the first place? And it shouldn't be just because that's the done thing, although I understand if you've been that way so far. It should be because we're trying to build certain skills or practice certain things, like maybe memorization if you require that for your concerts, maybe making sure that students don't develop or learn to work through performance anxiety. Maybe it's playing with musicality, really polishing a piece to performance quality, as I tend to call it in my studio, meaning it's not perfect, but because there's no such thing, right? But it is at that level where we're happy to play it for performance and we know what that feels like and we get used to the skill in polishing something to that level. Because, and this came up recently in our community forums, actually, where students only take a piece to pretty good and sort of never do that final level. And I think for those students who just need an extra incentive to do that final polishing of their piece, a recital can do that. It can provide that opportunity. Or maybe you use your recitals to work on creative skills. They can do all sorts of things. But think first about what they do in your studio, and then you can start to consider the alternatives. So, here's the first alternative. You could do one online. Now, many of us were forced into this during the pandemic, or maybe you totally let go of recitals during the pandemic, or still were able to do them in person or whatever. We did several concerts online, and I will say some of them were extremely well received, especially in the beginning, and very well attended. But I do think that waned over the course of everything being online. Maybe people just wanted to get off screens a little bit. However, I think now that people have had a bit of time to breathe after that experience, it might be worth bringing them back in as a way to do concerts. I know several parents in my studio, when we did our first online one, said, I think we should keep it this way forever. Now, I didn't agree with them, and I'm sure not every parent agreed with them, but it does have its benefits, right? If you do an online concert, it's a lot easier for people to attend, so they might be able to fit it in more easily, or they can catch up later, although I like to encourage watching it at the same time to get that community experience. but it does make it easier for people to fit in. It also means that people from very far away can attend. So if their grandmother lives in Sweden and you don't live in Sweden, they can still attend the online concert. There are many different ways to do it, of course, and we talked about that a lot in 2020 and 2021 when this was coming up a lot. So you can go back to some of those resources on my YouTube channel or here on the podcast. If you're curious about how to put one of these on, there's so many different options. I'm not going to go through them here, but you can do ones that are just posting, say, playlists of videos, and that really everyone doesn't have to watch it at the same time. Or you can do ones that you all watch at the same time, like a live stream, which is what I opted for several of mine. So this still does provide that thing to work towards for your students, right? Because they have to record their video. But in most cases, depending on your format, it won't provide that same performance experience where you have to show up and do your best and then let it go. And I do think as an only recital option, I do think you'd be missing that aspect. So if this is the only type of concert you do, I think you'd be missing that. And I do think it's important because when students are recording their pieces, they tend to, well, not all students, some will just not care what it looks like, but many of them will record it over and over and over and over and over. And that's a very different thing. It's a skill in and of itself, recording a piece and sticking with it and doing so many takes until you're happy with it and maybe even splicing them together. That's another thing, right? And that is a skill that's important in the world. However, I do think there's a lot of value in being able to show up, prepare beforehand as best as you can, show up, do the best performance you are able to on that day under those circumstances. Almost forget about it, not forget about it, but almost just let it go. Let go of your expectation of what that piece could have or should have or would have sounded like under different circumstances. And that's actually, on a separate note, one of the things I like about the MTB exams, which I'll be sharing a bit more about my experience with those in a few weeks here on the podcast. One of the things I like about it and why I tried it out this year, the MTB exams, is because even though it's online, you can create that experience where they record it once, let it go. And when we did online exams with the Royal Irish Academy, you were sending in a pre-recorded video. Students did it over and over, and it was really, in most cases, not helpful because they would put off their preparation more because they were able to record it over and over. And then they would spend so much time recording it and possibly their parent also helping them record it. It was really a stressful thing for everyone. So I do think if you're going to go with this online option of some sort, you just need to think about how it's going to be recorded and how you're going to frame that in a way that is helpful and doesn't encourage obsessing over perfection. Okay, a second alternative is to do some kind of ensemble recording project. So I think this is really fun. You can do duets or ensemble pieces, or you could get really creative and have different parts of the same song, or something like Piano Safari's I Love Coffee, where it has six parts, different students recording each part, or at much more advanced levels, you could have some kind of a mashup between several students where they record their different parts and then put them together. Depending on your video editing abilities, just be careful what you're signing yourself up for. You don't want to be spending hours and hours in iMovie. iMovie is great, by the way, that it's included on Apple devices, and it does work and do a lot of things, but it is so time consuming. So just a word of caution, because I have heard many teachers set up a project and then know they can do it in iMovie or something similar, whatever free software they have, but have to spend, I mean, video editing really can take much longer than you think. So just be cautious about that. But there are apps that will cut things together for you, and there's different options. Just look into the editing part of it before you have students record their parts, okay? That's my PSA done on that. But it definitely can be super fun to have students come together, and it can create a great sense of community between your students as well. Final alternative then is performance parties or workshops or piano parties, whatever you want to do, call them. A lot of these can be lower pressure and really fun and maybe easier to attend because the parents are not there, right? Or you can even have ones where the parents are there. I mean, it's really up to you. But the idea is that it's a lot more casual. It's maybe fewer students. There's not necessarily a program of who's going to play. You might even do it that they don't have to play. They're just invited to share a piece. Or you could do it like I do when we're getting ready for our concerts and we do group workshops in the lead up to that. We put everyone's name in a hat and then we just pull the names out of the hat to decide who goes. So it's a lot more random, less formal in that way. You can also do these as living room concerts in your own house or at students' homes. You know, I've heard teachers who have several students volunteer, several parents volunteer to be the location of these small concerts and then small living room recitals, whatever you want to call them. Just a few students go over to that house with their parents and all the students play for everyone and everyone relaxes a bit, and it can be a really nice informal way of introducing performing. Along with this, I've also done my sort of open house style ones, although it's not truly open house. It's hard to frame these as what they actually are. But what I do is I've done a Christmas one and a Halloween one you may have heard me talk about before. Basically, everyone is given a time to come over. So they come over in sort of chunks so that I don't have too many people in the house at once. But everyone is milling about. There's no assigned seating of any sort. There's no rows of chairs, just our regular living room furniture so that, you know, parents who need to sit down or older relatives who need to sit down can, but most people are kind of standing and milling about. There's snacks and juice and things like that. And there's party games all around the room that kids are playing and a colouring station. And then there's also kids playing the piano. So they're playing background music. Sometimes people stop and watch them. Sometimes they don't. Sometimes people are screaming at the same time. It's a very different kind of environment to play in. Some students find it more difficult to play in and some find it a lot more relaxing because everyone's not staring at them most of the time. So there's a few different alternatives for you to get the brain juices flowing. Maybe as you look forward to next year, you consider doing one of these or your own creative idea for an alternative to a piano recital instead of one of your more formal recitals. I know many teachers will have done 2 or 3 or 4 concerts per year, and maybe one of them you mix it up and do something a little bit different. Let me know what creative recitals you have done in the past as well. You can come find us on Instagram, we're at Colourful Keys over there, or in our Facebook group, Vibrant Music Studio Teachers. I'll see you there. Vibrant Music Teaching members get 5 new games or resources at least every single month that keep them inspired and wanting to become a better teacher each and every day. If you want to join the best community of teachers online, you can go to vmt.ninja and sign up today.